Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gilly, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. We're coming up next hour. Guess the takes for week 8 in the NFL. We'll put together a same game parlay for the Eagles and the New York Giants on Sunday. A game that I think needs to be a style points win. We need to win this game by double digits. And it needs to be one of those games where it's clear the Eagles win the game. Not like, oh, they got through it and they barely won, or the Giants had more yards. Like, they haven't, I have to go back and look on. So I think the Vikings had more yards at the end. I think the Eagles have been outgained in every single game. 5-2 is what's most important, but I need a game where they win and they outgain the other team and they have more first downs. And they just look like, because Hugh, we talked the other day about them turning the corner in the passing game. I want that to continue and the run. Like, I just want it to be a full, complete game where you feel like, all right, that was their best effort. Now let's get going in this season.
I just want it to be a win.
Yeah.
I mean, that's
lower the bar.
End of the day, I just need it to be a win.
But when do you need them to start playing good football?
No, I need that, Joe, but I need all of that. But if I don't get that, I need it to be a W. I need it to be another week of, you know, hey, we didn't play our best football, but we got the W. No, I'll take that.
Sure, you'll take it. But when, like, at what point in the season does that have to change?
Well, I look at it like this. It has been better over the last couple of weeks. Now, has it been complete? No, it hasn't been. But it's been better. When you look at, if you go back and you look at the last, what, 7 games, they've played better week by week. And that's what you look.
I don't think they have.
Okay, when you take out.
There's 2 losses in the middle.
I get that. But when you talk about the ball, moving the ball.
Passing game.
And passing game, it's gotten better. And as a coach or as a player, that's what you take away from it. You always, like in the NFL, you're always building towards being better. And you know that that's something that is not going to happen in a day. It's not going to happen in a week. It's not going to happen in 2 weeks. It takes time. The bottom line is this. You want to be playing your best football in December. Now we're getting up against December. We're getting close to December.
I mean, next week's Halloween. That's why we're looking for your costume today.
Yeah. But you're playing better, and that's what you want. Now we got to get the passing game to be more efficient, more consistent, and now we got to get the running game going. So if we get the running game going and the score is, say, 28-27 or something, whatever the score is. Like, it's a tight game.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we come out on top, that's the only thing that matters.
I feel like we're going to go into a bye week here, Kyle. That's going to be one of 2 things. We're either going to have the best game of the Eagles season. They'll be 6-2, and we'll have real hope that they're about to get going in their most important part. Or we're going to lie to ourselves for 2 weeks and say 6-2, the record, but we know it didn't look right.
No, I'm not going to allow that to happen.
But I know someone around here is going to lie to everyone.
Of course, I know. Well, Hugh is an enabler. We know that.
Yeah, a little bit.
But we're all going to have a very tough reality to face about this football team if we don't kick the Giants' ass Sunday. I'm just saying. Because if it doesn't happen now, I don't think it's coming.
I agree with that. Again, I said earlier, I don't know if there's going to be a game this year where it looks as good as it does in terms of the matchup. Like, they're 7.5-point favorites on Sunday. I imagine when the Raiders come in here in December, it'll be another one like that. They'll probably be like 12-point favorites in that game. But other than that, the rest of the games are going to be more challenging. This is the game to do it. 215-592-9494. Our Twitter question is sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing that I see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. Are you still expecting the Eagles' run game to break out? 74% yes on that. And 65% say just get the win? In the Hugh Douglas?
Because the way I presented it, they understand.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
But when they vote against you, is it because you presented
it
well?
No, it's because I didn't. Yeah, that's right. I didn't present it well. That's what it was.
Really?
Usually
you blame them for not listening.
Yeah.
Well, I'm saying that
I'm actually surprised.
But I have to understand my audience, though, because sometimes a lot of folks don't listen. They don't listen, and so I have to do a better job of explaining.
You're blaming everyone else?
I think I'm getting better at explaining things because my takes are fire. I have fire takes.
Yeah. Wow.
And you know, a lot of times it's a work in progress. Just like here. Initially, nobody understood me. Nobody understands.
Initially.
The way that I resonate and vibrate.
Yep.
But now they're starting to understand that I vibrate on a higher frequency, and they're starting to get to my level, so they understand me a little bit
better. Because most times NBA players, they don't accept that well when you start telling them they're not the lead dog.
Yeah, they don't, and it's
one. I like how it's one of those things like where
told you what happened.
It's one of those
things
where you know it,
I
had, it's.
I got signed.
You just have to be. Hell, I lost my train of thought.
I thought I saw somebody that really wasn't that person.
You know, that was tough. You were drowning right there.
Yeah, I did. And Joe just looked at me like, "What the hell's wrong with you?"
Joe didn't save you at all.
I feel bad that I didn't save you. I didn't.
Yeah, Joe let you drown.
You did. But it's cool.
Now that I hear it again, it went on for a long time.
Too long. I mean, you really, you were a bad partner right there. That was.
I apologize.
Oh, no, you're fine.
No, I'm sorry. No.
You're fine.
Just like Ike and Jack could have saved Spike the other day with the hiccups, I could have saved you.
You tied cinder blocks to this man's feet and put him in the scoop.
No, I think I did. All right. It was just like when I saw this person that walked past me, I was like, hold up. And then I thought he did the Tony Romo. Thought he had the Tony Romo.
Like worked onto his face?
Yeah, I thought he had work done to his face. And
boy,
and
he had the Tony Romo. That's a tough look
and
for
to
Romo.
To be fair, the person who I thought it was did have a Tony Romo.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that what we're calling it now? The Tony Romo?
Well, he did have work though.
Okay.
I just think it's kind of odd for men
to get the Romo?
To each his own. But I just think it's kind of weird.
Tony Romo looks nothing like the man that played quarterback for a decade. He looks nothing like that guy.
He
had a lot of work done. All right, let's grab a phone call, and then we will get to the trade candidates out there, ESPN Jeremy Feller, and who is connected to the Eagles. Ken and Sinemitz, and good afternoon, Ken.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, Ken. What are you thinking?
Well, listen, I'm not going to do that. I am not going to listen to these people calling today telling us how good the Giants are. I mean, just you've got to be kidding. They suck, okay? And it starts on the sidelines. That defense gives up 33 points in 7 minutes of the fourth quarter, and Brian Daboll cuts the kicker, okay? So that team sucks. And the Thursday night, this is really complicated. The Eagles played a very physical game against the Broncos that went right down to the last snap of the game on Sunday. And then they're on a short week. They're taking that team for granted. And, yeah, they looked like they were a step behind all over the field because they were. But that's not because the Giants are suddenly better than the Eagles. This is ridiculous. So we're going to have the flip side of what we saw last Thursday night, because if you look in the NFL, so the Giants just played a game in Denver that went right down to the last snap. That defense was absolutely gassed by the time the game ended.
Yeah, they played. I think they were on the field for 76 snaps, and I would imagine 35 of them were probably in that fourth quarter.
Oh yeah, and if you look at it, since Sean Payton has been the head coach of the New York Giants. Or head coach of the Denver Broncos. Teams are 10-22 the week after they play the Broncos in Denver.
Wow.
So the way the Eagles looked on that short week against the Giants, they looked almost disinterested. There was some effort stuff there that you might even question, but they just looked slow.
That's the way the Giants are going to look Sunday. They are going to slap the taste out of this team's mouth.
See, and now we're talking.
I can't wait to see it happen.
I agree. But, and Ken, I think, to your point, too, the Thursday division games have happened a lot like that this year. The Rams lost at home to Mac Jones and the Niners. Obviously, last week, the Steelers lost to Joe Flacco and the Bengals. It's been a weird year with those Thursday division games and the underdog wins. It doesn't mean the underdog is a better team.
I hate Thursday night football. I hate everything about it. And the only time I really even watch it is when it's the Eagles, typically. Because it's usually pretty bad. Because, you know, your body's not built to do that on Sunday and then come out 3 days later and do it again. I mean, that's the kind of cruelty that they would have locked up the President of the United States if he did that to prisoners at Gitmo. Like, I mean, it's just, you know, so it's, everybody needs to relax. This team is going to be 6-2 when we lay our heads on the pillows Sunday night. They were 6-2 last year at this point in the season after 8 games. And just as, you know, it's easy to have a little recency bias, but it's also important to remember that this team really didn't put together a really statement win last year until the NFC Championship game. Like, you know, Joe, you and I went back and forth in week 13,
yep.
week 14, about whether,
yep.
whether the Eagles can throw the ball proficiently enough to sustain them through the postseason.
You're right. They weren't. You're right. Last year, as great as it was. It didn't feel complete. Like, the defense felt like for real. That midseason, we started to realize that. But in terms of the full offense, yeah, they didn't have everything working until the end.
And, you know, I know we like to focus on how bad that second corner is, and, you know, we're all worried about that. But, I mean, they're not getting torched for touchdown passes every week. So, you know, at the end of this game, they don't add up the yardage and declare a winner. It's not like a fight where you keep a scorecard, and whoever has the most points at the end of the fight on the scorecard wins the fight. You know, it's whoever has the most points on the scoreboard. So, yeah, it's a bend but don't break defense. Everybody should realize that by now around here. And, you know, it's not like they're getting torched for touchdowns.
Yeah, I mean, look, the red zone is what they do best on both sides. That's really why they're 5-2. Ken, what should Hugh be for Halloween next Friday?
I am a big fan of irony in Halloween costumes. I think you should dress up like Jim Miller. Put on that number 15 Chicago Bears uniform, put his right arm in a sling, and walk around yapping about what a dirty player Hugh Douglas was.
I like that one. Ken, that's a funny one. Ken, I appreciate the phone call. Good job, Ken. Jim Miller.
That's funny.
Jim, does he still do radio?
I think he does radio.
I feel like at some point we should do it the week they play the Bears. We got to invite Jim Miller on the show.
We can.
I mean, have you spoke to him since?
No.
That makes it funnier.
Do you think he would be interested in speaking to you?
I don't know if he's not. I'll put it like this.
It's been 20, almost 25 years.
If you and T.O. can bury the hatchet.
I'm pretty sure he does, but I put it like this. Say if you invited Jim Miller on the show, I'll let him speak, but if he said anything slick, then I'm going to let him have it.
Well, you're going to put him in the dirt again?
No, I'm just saying, I'm, you know.
Well, you did learn how to hang up on people. You could hang up on him.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't hang up on him. Because he's probably at one of our sister stations. We got a station in Chicago, don't we?
We do. Yes,
I mean, yeah, so probably.
We'll find out if Jim is willing, but that would be fun around
Bears
Week.
It just all depends. If he try to say something slick, then, you know, I'm gonna go ahead and let him have it.
Yeah, don't you think he's let it go? I mean, the shoulder can't still hurt, right?
I don't know, but it just all depends. If he say something I ain't trying to hear, then, you know, you're gonna have a problem.
All right, you might want to hear this. Some connections in the trade market, the Eagles and potentially available players. So Jimmy Fowler put out a list of 25 trade deadline targets in the NFL. Guys that have at least a decent chance to be moved. There's a percentage chance on each player, Hugh, but then also fits, right? Like teams that player could end up with. Let's roll through the list and talk. So 7 players were connected to the Eagles. You ready to go through this list? Let's talk through these names here. Number 1, and we know how much Hugh Douglas loves this player, or at least likes this player. His name, of course, is Trey Hendrickson, the outside edge rusher for the Cincinnati Bengals. He gives Hendrickson a 20% chance to be traded and puts the fits at the Niners, the Eagles, and the Colts. Hugh, that would be a game-changing, season-changing acquisition if it was Trey Hendrickson.
Yeah, he's a nice player, man. Real nice player. Yeah.
Would you give up? Let me throw this at you.
I'm giving them the picks. The reason why Brandon,
how do we get players without picks?
Well, see, here's the thing.
I'm not giving any picks, then how do you get traded for
okay,
someone?
Okay, here's the thing. The reason why Brandon Graham's here, he's back, I should say.
Yeah.
It's because they didn't want to give up any picks. Well, they don't want to trade for anybody.
Well, oh, no, I don't agree with
I'm
that.
I'm not
at
sure
all.
That's
Are you
true.
Serious?
Yeah.
Why do you, okay.
So I think they view it as they have multiple holes and maybe he could fill one, so then they use the picks for the other.
Okay, they didn't want to give up a pick for a pass rusher, and there's not a whole lot out there that you're gonna be able to get.
I've got three
with
names.
What you want to
I've
get.
I've got three names.
And he was the easier get.
All right, so you don't think Henderson has any chance of happening?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Number two, Seahawks corner, Reek Woolen. I brought him up the other day on my list. Reek. I like him. He has no. They gave him a 50% chance to get traded. Fitz, Lions, Eagles, Falcons, and Bucks. How about Reek Woolen?
I wouldn't have a problem with that another corner. Yeah.
Well, to me, and we had Ross Tucker on yesterday. To me, Ross, I think a lot of others, that's the number one need. I mean, I know Edge is, it could be, obviously Hendrickson is an impactful player. If I could get one thing, it'd be a corner. So Reek Woolen listed. Now this name, the third name listed connected to the Eagles, kind of confuses me a little bit. And in terms of the why, not that he's not a good player. He's been an excellent player in the NFL. I struggle to see the idea of giving resources for this. Number six on the list of 25 targets, and this one connected to the Eagles, Ravens tight end Mark Andrews. They put it as 20% chance to be traded with the 49ers, Eagles, and Cowboys as the potential fits. Mark Andrews. Would that mean we're going to roll two tight ends out there every snap?
Well, I think they wanted to, but Calcaterra's been a little banged up. You know, so maybe.
It just feels confusing. I mean, we have all these wide receivers. They traded for Mechie. They have Dotson. Because if you're putting two tight ends out there, you're not using three wide receivers anymore.
No, and then you're not. You're probably trying to put more of an emphasis on running the ball.
Yeah, and potentially it's a way to protect your offensive line. Two tight ends. I wasn't expecting a tight end on the list. Next name, Jets edge Jermaine Johnson. They give it a 35% chance to be traded and connect him to the Eagles and the Bears. That one is interesting to me. The Jets are clearly going to sell. They're 0-7.
Mm-hmm.
He was a guy, I think he was a 2022 draft, if I remember correctly, Jermaine Johnson. And that was the year the Eagles had, Kyle, I think if I'm right on 2022, wasn't that the year they had three first-round picks? They traded one for AJ.
Yes.
And then they ended up using, they moved up in the draft on one of them. They got Jordan Davis. But originally they had three first-round picks. They pushed one back a year. So they must have scouted that 2022 first round heavily because they knew they were going to have a lot of picks. He has been up and down as a Jet, but that name is interesting. They also throw Michael Carter corner from the Jets in here. 45% chance to get traded. Edge Arden Key from Tennessee. 40% chance to get traded. Corner Cam Taylor-Britt, who I mentioned the other day, also a 25% chance to get traded. So they connect seven players to the Eagles. Hugh, corners, edges, and then a tight end.
Yeah, those are the needs that we definitely have on this squad. So, yeah. I just don't think that for Howie, one of the reasons why Brandon is here, because he didn't want to give up a whole lot. Like, so.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The names that you're asking about, it all depends on how much they're going to have to give up for them.
So the only one that I think is going to cost a lot is Hendrickson. I mean, how much are the other guys going to cost? Fifth rounder? Fourth rounder?
Yeah.
So what's the most you think they're going to be willing to give up to get a player in here?
You're probably a fourth or fifth. I don't think they, like, cause they, don't they have a couple second-round picks or something like
well,
that?
Well, they do have the Jets' third-round pick, which right now would be the top overall
that's
pick.
That's from the Hassan Reddick situation, right?
Yeah, it'd be the number one pick in the third round, which is, you know.
That's pretty high.
That's a very high pick.
Yeah, I don't think they want to go that route. I think that's why they made some of the moves they made.
If the Bengals called right now and they said, if you give us the Jets' third-round pick, we'll give you Trey Hendrickson, what would you say? I would say yes. I'd give the pickup.
Because you still got to pay. You still got to pay.
No, you don't. Just rent him for the season.
Rent a player?
Yeah.
But then you're losing the pick.
I know.
You don't care.
Well,
you don't care.
I mean, are we trying to win the Super Bowl again, or are we building for the future? I would give up.
Definitely trying to win the Super Bowl.
Well, then Trey Hendrickson would move that needle. 215-592-9494. Andy in Westchester's up on WIP. What's up, Andy?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How you been?
Andy,
hey,
what's up?
Oh, not too much. I'm on board with you on this one, and I don't need a style points win. I need a win. Doesn't mean they're going to play badly if they, you know, don't have a style points win, though.
But you're like, if we come in here Monday and it's 24-23, you're good with that? We got to win? We get out of there?
As long as they played well. I mean, if it's a tough game, I'm good with it either way, yes. I just want to win. I'm a low standards Andy, as Kyle called me.
You know what? That does fit. You and Hugh Douglas over here. All right, Andy, what do you got for us? What should Hugh be for Halloween? Because we've gotten the answers are starting to pick up here.
Well, this is strictly selfish, just because I want to take off next Friday and turn on YouTube and watch a four-hour conversation with Grimace.
Grimace, that's funny.
Can you order?
I actually really like that.
I think you'd be a great Grimace. That's
you guys
haven't seen Grimace in a while though.
Well, yeah, I don't think he's around. He did throw out the first pitch for the Mets last year.
Yeah, he was kind of a Mets mascot for the season.
Bring him back, Hugh. You'll be the catalyst.
Is that what it is?
When you say you, Andy, great answer, great phone. When you say you haven't seen Grimace in a while, you mean like on TV or in person?
No, I'm saying, remember, he used to be the Fry Guys. He used to be the Hamburglar.
Of course.
And Ronald McDonald. Mm-hmm. Like, they got rid of Ronald. They got rid of the Fry Guy, the Hamburglar, and it was another one, right?
They got rid of Ronald?
Yeah.
Where'd he go?
They got rid of Ronald. They got rid of Ronald and the Burger King. They got rid of both of them.
They got canceled, or we don't still use them?
Yeah, they
anymore?
Got canceled. Well, Burger King got canceled because he was creepy looking.
That's not the reason to cancel someone.
Well, that was the reason why they got rid of him, because they said people thought he was creepy.
Yeah.
And Ronald been gone for a long time because, you know, people don't like clowns anymore. People are afraid of clowns. Since I think it's the It clown that killed it for everybody.
I guess I just stopped paying attention to what's going on at these
fry
places.
Guys, the Fry Guys, because it was the Hamburglar, it was Grimace, and the French fries, right?
I remember this. Well, I know I do, but I haven't thought about it in a long. I don't think Grimace is gone.
Grimace got canceled. They all got canceled.
Well, you bring him back. I think the audience would the audience that watched on YouTube not love 4 hours of Hugh Douglas in a Grimace costume next Friday? I mean, I think it's for the people.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I kind of need that.
Okay, so
it was the Fry Guys. It was the they were like. There were three of them, the little, like, I guess, I didn't know what they were. I don't even know what they were.
Okay.
One of them was a female character.
What size do you need?
Green, orange, and blue.
What size? I'm workshopping.
The Fry Girls.
Fry
I guess
girls.
They're French fries.
I'm just workshopping how much it's going to cost. What size do you think you need for the Grimace costume?
I don't even think they have the Grimace costume.
No, they absolutely do. I'm looking them up right now. Like, yeah, they have it. So we're just going to expense this, and we'll ask for forgiveness later, okay? Let's go to...
is that what we're doing?
Yes. Let's go to Lou in Denver. What's up, Lou?
Lou.
What's going on, guys?
Lou, what's up, buddy?
I like Ace Ventura. I just think the hair on Hugh would just be...
That would be a good one.
Now, is it Ace Ventura Pet Detective or When Nature Calls? Like, who's your favorite Ace?
Well, I like the original first, but
me too.
I mean, they're both really good. And real quick on the Bryce Harper stuff. Mm-hmm. Dude, you got paid 13 years, $330 million. I mean, you got $144 million left on a six-year contract. We need that money because I know they're negotiating in public. We need that money for Bregman, you know, guys like that that can help win a World Series. And you took some risks. I mean, Middleton took some risks. Like, look at Chris Bryant out here in Colorado. Guy hurts his back, never plays again. He's still getting paid, so he's not getting traded. I like Bryce. And the only reason people that talk about the Dodgers' unfair advantage are losers – is because he doesn't want a salary cap, which he's sticking up for players. I get it. So that's that.
I agree. Before you make your Eagles point, Lou, I agree. Yeah. And that's why, like, when they negotiated the contract, Boris was trying to tell him, you should put opt-outs in there so we can renegotiate this thing. He chose not to. So, like, you can't renegotiate without the opt-out. He gave up that right when he signed the deal.
Yeah, exactly. And he's a great player. I love him. Yep. I'm not, you know, but that's how it is. With the Eagles, we need a statement win. Here's why. Because we got out-physicaled 2-3 weeks ago whenever we played them. Yeah. That's what really pissed me off. We are the bullies, okay? So if they don't come out and run the ball down their throat, and Barkley has at least 100 yards, I'm going to be ticked off again. I don't care if we win 24-21, whatever. Yeah, that's great. We need the win. I get it. But I just want to see them out-physical this team and beat them at least by 14 points. Because, again, that never happened last year. And, again, the injuries are playing a part. It is difficult because 2022, 2024, we were one of the healthiest teams in the league. So I don't know if Toth or Tooth is going to be in there. That could play a part. But at least 10-point win, comfortable win. We're going to do it. E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles. Guys, it's not that hard. It's six letters. Sorry.
It really isn't. Lou, good phone call, man. But I think people choke in the moment. I think if you stumble over one letter, you feel like you've lost your train of thought. It happened for a word that we all spell and see and say all the time. It does trip people up. 215-592-9494 for Dionide style points win. Should that be the standard this week? I think it should be. That I am setting the standard for the Eagles this week at a style points victory. They have to win this game by double digits, and they have to outgain the Giants and have more first downs. And we have to see it with our own eyes for four quarters that they're clearly the better team. That's all I need. Meanwhile, lower the bar, Douglas over here. Like, just a squeak by a 2-5 team at home.
We just need to get a win.
At home. All right, when we get back. Something seems a bit off with A.J. Brown and his injury status right now. He has not practiced yet this week. We'll see if he's on the practice field today. But as of this moment, A.J. Brown has a practice week. Sirianni just finished speaking. He was asked about A.J. Brown. We're going to let you hear what he said about A.J. Brown, and we'll unpack this thing. And how big of a deal is it if A.J. doesn't go this week, which is clearly a possibility right now? 215-592-9494. And what should Hugh be for Halloween? It is the Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
That's Elvis, ain't it?
Yep. It's a good one. It's a good one. Yeah, suspicious minds are never good, right? That means things aren't right. And things have not felt right between the Eagles and A.J. Brown all year. Now, it's working. They're winning. But it's been weird. Instagram post, Twitter post here. Not talking here. Talking here. And this week, here we got another Instagram post by A.J. Brown, which...
Did I miss it?
No, we talked about it twice.
Oh, I thought it was a new one.
No, that's it this week.
I thought it was a new one.
All right, we're back. We're on the same page. What we also have not gotten from A.J. Brown this week is practice. He hasn't practiced... He has practiced this week. So he missed practice on Wednesday and yesterday. They are about to take the field for practice right now. We'll give you an update as soon as we get it, but we'll see what he does. Now, they've listed him with a hamstring injury, which... I got to tell you, I was surprised when I saw that he was on the injury report, number one. Number two, I was surprised it was a hamstring because I feel like we would have known about that or heard about it or saw it in the game. Now, he caught a pass on the final drive to seal the game, right? And then if I remember correctly, they didn't throw the ball again. So he didn't look hobbled on that final catch to seal the game. He certainly, I'd be surprised if he got hurt blocking on the final few plays of the game. Now, maybe he was playing with a hamstring injury all of Sunday and we didn't know about it. But Hugh, it didn't seem like we watched him get hurt on Sunday, right? There was no, he pulled up, he went to the medical tent, he was out for a couple series. To me, he played the whole game, he played well, he was getting past corners, he seemed fine. But this week, he's been on the injury report. So let's hear from Nick Sirianni on the status of A.J. Brown as we get ready for Sunday.
I know the injury report is going to come out later, but is there anything you could share with us about A.J.'s status and your confidence he'll be able to play Sunday?
Yeah, we got to see after this practice, and you know, you'll get everything. So, you know, just always want the most time we have to be able to evaluate before we give you guys any information on that.
All right, so Sirianni not giving anything away. I'm not expecting that. They'll put an injury report out today. He'll either be a probable, questionable, doubtful, whatever.
Yeah.
And we'll go from there. Or they'll list them as out if they've decided he's out for the game. Let's hear this, too, from Sirianni. Does he need to practice? Because we were discussing earlier, no practice typically means no game. Does A.J. need to practice to be able to play on Sunday?
Is he a player that you think could play on Sunday, even if he doesn't take any practice reps this week?
Yeah, you know, everybody has different, scenarios with that, and I think a lot of our guys, just because of the, you know, how locked in that we are to the details, and our guys are locked into the details, the game plan studying, the way they go about walkthrough, the way they go about meetings, I definitely think that he's a guy that could.
All right, so he does give a thought that maybe, that even if he doesn't practice today, it doesn't mean he's definitely out for Sunday. That's encouraging. But you take a listen to this one, because is it fair to wonder if this has anything to do with AJ not being happy sometimes? Like, because we didn't see an injury on Sunday, right? So we keep wondering, when did he get hurt? So he was asked today, is there any connection between, you know, the up and down nature of how AJ feels, the social media stuff, and then all of a sudden not practicing? Here was Sirianni with that question today.
There's been some dot connecting, I guess, on the outside with him missing practice and then another social media post. I just wanted to ask you about how things are internally with him, you know, versus the...
Yeah, we're always in constant communication with all our guys. You know, AJ's no different. And, business as usual.
Wouldn't the answer there be no? There is no connection? He has a hamstring injury?
Well, I guess he didn't know how to answer it, and he didn't want to lie.
Why did he not know how to answer it?
Because he didn't know the exact truth.
Well, if the answer is no, then he should know that. Well, that's how you answer it.
But if the answer is he has a hamstring, like, is there a connection between his social media posts and him not practicing? No, he has a hamstring injury.
I get what you're asking me. You're asking me, why couldn't he just put the fire out by just telling a little white lie?
But why is that a lie?
I'm recklessly speculating. Yeah,
but that should be that is the truth, we think.
And let me just give you a little bit of transparency why I say it like that. Because we had a couple of our colleagues that, you know, cover the Eagles. Mm-hmm. Like, I was basically asked, what do I think? I didn't think anything of it until it was presented to me. And when it was presented to me, then I was like, I don't know. Now, the one thing that Coach Sirianni said to me that rang true is, like, there are certain players, like, you don't have to practice to play. Sometimes they want you to just get rest and just get ready for the game.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure he's at the meetings and he's locked into the game plan, so he knows the game plan. So that's not a big thing to me. As far as him not answering the question, I feel like he did it that way because how many times have we been in press conferences or we've seen the coach say something or the player say one thing and AJ says something totally different? So that way, I guess he just kind of left it vague so that AJ can handle it the way that he wants to handle it. I mean, if he's asked about it.
Yeah, I could. He could also say his hamstring hurts. That's why he's not practicing.
I mean, I get what you're saying, but we made a big deal about the fact that there was a meeting, air quotes, right?
It became a parking lot.
It was a meeting.
Yeah.
And AJ said it wasn't no meeting. You know, everybody, we got it. We got some stuff done. You know, we had a good meeting. Everything's cool. And AJ was like, wasn't no meeting to me. So that's probably why.
I just think the whole thing is strange. I mean, again, there's a lot of parts to this. I actually didn't think he wasn't practicing because of his Instagram posts. He puts up stuff all the time. Like, that didn't cross my mind. What crossed my mind was, when did he get hurt?
Yeah.
There was no report after the game. Like, think about how many people are in Minnesota covering the team. Elliot and all the other insiders. Nobody wrote on Monday or said on Monday, hey, AJ Brown kind of came up lame. That's something to watch out for this week. That always happens. Right? We knew Cam Jurgens was hurt. We knew all the other guys were hurt. Nothing about AJ. Monday goes by, nothing about AJ. Tuesday, nothing about AJ. Then he has a practice Wednesday, Thursday. When did he? The question is, when did he re-aggravate his hamstring? Because I wish someone would have asked Sirianni that, because that's the next question. Like, okay, when did he hurt it again? And if he stumbles through that, it's like, well, what? Kyle, this is weird. I mean, I'm not saying it's definitely because of an Instagram post. Probably not. Well, but there's something weird's going on here. Yeah. Just answer the question. Like, his hamstring hurts.
Well, like, now my antenna's up.
Of course it is.
It wasn't before.
Recklessly speculate.
And like, there felt like an obvious answer to that question.
Like, you can almost have chuckled through it and said, well, his hamstring's tight. We're working through it.
You know, if he's like, what? Instagram post.
What does that do with his hamstring?
He's injured.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's weird, dude.
It is weird. I mean, the whole season's been weird with AJ Brown. Again, I hope he's not hurt or not hurt badly so he could play on Sunday and we all move forward and he catches two touchdowns and everyone's happy on Monday. But I don't know. I mean, the part that stands out the most to me as strange is there was no injury. I watched the whole game. We all did. When did he get hurt?
Yeah, that's pretty telling. I mean, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe. And one would think in a situation like this, you're getting ready to go in the bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Maybe you want to give him a little extra rest. Well, I'm saying if he doesn't play, we don't know yet. Maybe you want to get him a little extra rest. Maybe it happened when he was playing with his kids. Who knows?
Stop.
I'm just, Joe,
a hamstring injury.
I am trying to offer alternatives here.
Stop trying to see the good in people.
They don't have to be right ones, but they're alternatives nonetheless.
They have to have some level
Can they be close to right?
I mean, come on.
Well, no.
Or have logic.
Because like I said, when I was asked a question, I didn't put that much thought into it until I was asked.
Well, that's good.
Because, well, that's because, Kyle, when the question was presented, it was like, okay, AJ's in his bag, but AJ's always in his bag. You know, so I never thought once that AJ wasn't going to play Sunday, even if he didn't practice yesterday. But when it was presented to me and people are looking at it sideways, then that's when it became something that I was like, oh, didn't think about it like that.
Something is off when a coach is asked the player that is on the injury report for being injured, is he actually injured? I mean, what was that not the question? I mean, in another way, the player you've listed 2 days in a row is injured. Is he actually really injured, or are we just everyone our feelings here? No one else, no other player gets asked that question. Like, no one asks, hey, Cam Jurgens is injured. Is he really, or is this about his Instagram? Like, this is obviously something weird about this. I don't know.
Now, I'm picturing Cam Jurgens posting like AJ Brown.
Well, doesn't he post about he has a jerky company, doesn't he? I think that's what he posts. I think he sells jerky. All right, let's go to Self in North Philly up on WIP. What's up, Self?
Well, Joe.
Self.
What's going on here?
What's up, man? Self?
Yo. Hey, listen, man. Mm-hmm. So you stole my take, man. Listen, I told Kyle, man, every take I gave y'all then came true, right?
No,
AJ
that's
Brown ain't
true.
Hurt, man. AJ, it's true. AJ no. Brown ain't hurt. I'm telling you what's happening. Three things is happening. Number one, he's scared to death of the Giants' physicality. He don't want no parts of that. Remember last year, that's the game where he ran that slant, got hit, fumbled the ball that they called the incompletion. And he so-called got hurt on that play.
I think it was two years ago.
He don't want to play against them. Number two, he's trying to see if the Eagles can beat them without him so he can try to prove his new point. The ball got to go, man. And number three, he wants the story to be about him. If we don't win, that's because we didn't have AJ Brown. Mm-hmm. Like, this is what's going on. That dude got to go, man. He's a cancer. I told y'all he was a cancer. I've been telling y'all that for 2 years. You know what I mean? But y'all, he's a great player. Sometimes you got to let that go, man, and do what's best for the team. And by the way, the one thing I agree with Donovan McNabb about, he's our number two receiver. He's our number two. You know what I'm saying? I tell people all the time that he's not better than Smitty, man. He's not. He don't get open more than Smitty. He don't catch better passes than Smitty. He don't do nothing better than Smitty. You know what I'm saying? So at the end of the day, man, all I can tell y'all is AJ Brown is a clown that got to go. He's a cancer to this team. He's going to hurt our team. And if we don't go to the bowl this year, it'll be not because we wasn't good enough. It'll be because of all the confusion and distraction that he caused in that locker room amongst our team.
I hear you, Self. I do think we're headed for a divorce, whether it happens now or, you know, shortly after this thing. Self, what should Hugh be for Halloween? What do you got?
I'm the captain now, a black pirate.
A black pirate, self.
A marauder, if you will.
Yes.
I was that yesterday.
You are what?
Marauder.
Oh. That's the logo of your school.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought you might, maybe you're like dressed up after the show.
You remember, what was it? I forgot. Look at me. I'm the captain. I forgot the Tom Hanks movie when they took over the ship.
Castaway?
No, not Castaway. I forgot the name of the movie.
Oh, Hook?
No.
What are we talking about? Tom Hanks.
Captain Hook.
Well, I'm sure that.
What was the name of the movie? Max. Max knows the name of the movie.
Mm-hmm. Max is going to run in here and give you a movie.
Max needs facial hair, too, by the way. I don't Max needs to get some facial hair.
Matt, what movie?
Captain Phillips. And you need to get some facial hair.
He helped you out, and then you're talking about
no,
his facial
hair. No, but I told Max that the other day. He needs facial hair.
Okay, you did say that to him the other day. Oh, let's unpack.
It's not up to you.
It's not.
He missed the porn stash over here.
You know what this is? You're overstepping your bounds a little bit.
What are you talking about?
Well, you shouldn't tell people if they need facial hair or not.
You're right. I mean,
you could think
Max's a grown-ass man.
Totally. Mm-hmm. Okay. Captain Phillips, is that what you were looking for?
I think that was okay. Look at me. I'm the captain now. Okay. I was a skinny Ethiopian cat, though. I probably won't be able to pull.
I don't see you now.
Yeah, I won't be able to pull that one off.
A little too big for that. Do the Eagles need A.J. Brown to beat the Giants?
Good question.
I don't think so.
They shouldn't.
I don't think they need.
No, when you talk about who the Giants are and what the way you think about them, yeah, they should be all right.
Oh, well, now it's about who the Giants are.
No,
2 hours ago,
Jackson
Dorthis and Cam Scadaboo. That.
Well, see, this is y'all just. I said the way the Giants are and what you think about them, like you.
Oh, so
you
it's on
and
us.
Joe.
It's on us.
Oh, for you, you're peopling us.
So but I asked you, do you think that the Eagles need A.J. Brown to beat the Giants?
No, I don't think so.
This reminds me of when he asked you to give his opinion and he just gave an opinion.
I know.
I do that from time
to time. I gave you an opinion. It's something.
I gave you an opinion.
It's not mine, but.
Time. And you know what, by the way, I did look at, like, I don't know how, but the chat came up. There are some people in the you people chat.
We told you not to look.
That are really desperate for attention.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we told you not to look.
Like, but it's just sad because I looked at it and I looked at, because they say stuff just, and you need, like, listen, and I know I don't have a leg to stand on, but some of y'all need to learn how to spell win. It's W-I-N. It's not W-H-E-N. It's win. When you're trying to say win, and I'm not going to say, I ain't say nobody's name.
You spelling police now?
No, I mean, I'm normally not the spelling, because you know I'm the last person that need to be policing somebody on their spelling.
We could barely spell Eagles on this show.
But win and win are two different wins, Joe. Now, that's egregious.
It's pretty bad.
That's bad.
Yeah, I got you.
Now, we get in trouble with the there and there. You know, we get in trouble with the there, which one to put in there. I get that one. But when you don't know how to spell win, maybe you need to get off the computer and pick up a book. They know who they are. They go, mm-hmm. Now everybody going back farming their tweets, looking to see who I'm talking about. But you need to probably get off. Well, you can still watch the show, but you need to read a book and proofread before you start clicking send.
Question, other than the spelling of win. More likely Monday. Let's go off the idea AJ doesn't play.
Mm-hmm.
So Self's theory is that A.J. is not actually hurt, and he wants to see the Eagles struggle without him, so you say, see, we need A.J. Brown. So let's go off the premise A.J. can't go on Sunday, and we'll see if he's out in the practice field in the next few minutes. Hugh, if he doesn't go on Sunday, what's more likely? The Eagles' passing game looks great without him, and we start having the, that looked just fine without A.J. Brown, or they really struggle without him, and it becomes they can't not have A.J. Brown. What's more likely Sunday?
Say it again. What's more likely?
If he doesn't play, that the passing game looks good.
Successful.
Successful without him, and then the conversation becomes what's the point of all this?
I think I'm gonna go with the first one, Joe, and this is why, because I think that Schmitty does a better job of communicating. See, because AJ communicates with body language. Schmitty actually uses words.
That helps.
you know what I mean?
Certainly does help communication.
And Schmitty's probably going to be more apt to massage the conversation and be like, hey, I saw this play, just like he did last week. I can see that happen a little bit more.
We do have some updated news. According to those at practice, including Elliott Shore Parks, no practice today for A.J. Brown. So this is three straight days, no practice. He's not playing Sunday.
No. When's the trade deadline?
A week from this Tuesday. So 11 days
And they're
days
having
away.
A bye.
They're having a bye.
Oh, this is
recklessly recklessly speculating. By the way, recklessly don't read into that.
Well, but that's exactly what we're going to do.
Yeah,
read into what you just said.
Yeah,
recklessly speculating. Win.
You did it now.
Win
you
and put win. It out there. Win what? And win.
So what are you saying? They're Browns out of here by two Tuesdays from now?
I ain't saying nothing. I just.
Oh, you're implying it. You're implying something with the trade deadline.
Yeah, I'm always implying.
But I
leave myself an out so that if it don't work out that way, I can always walk away from it.
Well, then now that you got us here, I have to ask the question.
What? Don't ask me no questions.
I'm going to. This happens.
You're on the radio.
This happens.
Don't ask me no questions.
This happens where teams, before they trade someone, will put them on ice, right, so they don't get hurt. Which side is putting the other side on ice? Is AJ not practicing because he didn't want to be here anymore? Or are the Eagles sitting him down because they're about to get him out of here?
Okay.
Now that you've led us here.
We're on hug watch.
No.
Uh-oh.
I didn't lead you here.
Yes, you did lead us here.
You 100% did.
Dan Orlovsky did that.
No.
To be totally fair, AJ Brown
Do we have Dan Orlovsky's number? Because I'm going to call him like, man, you dead wrong for what you did in the city.
You know, Dan, when he was first starting out, he used to come on my show at night.
He changed his number?
He got too big.
We need to change.
We're
too big for him.
He's a nice guy. He didn't change. He came with us at the Super Bowl.
No, he did. But we need to talk to Dan. We need to have Dan on the show.
Yeah.
We need to call. Somebody need to call Dan up right now and be like, dog, you see what you done?
Are you going to ask him to apologize like you did with John Clark to Harvard?
Are you filibustering? If they're putting him on ice, who's the one that's putting the other one on ice?
Can I finish my first thought?
No. No, we're done with that one.
I think. Okay, people. I just want to say this before I start talking.
This is another filibuster.
This is me totally. Recklessly speculating.
Here we go again.
But I like to paint pictures that might not even be true, but I like to paint them. Dan Orlovsky got that information about AJ not wanting to be here from somebody, right? AJ used to be in Tennessee. Who hangs out in Tennessee a whole lot?
Who hangs out in Tennessee?
I don't know. The dude that does the show that's on TV right now. What's his name?
The guy that does a show that's on
What's the
TV.
McAfee.
Pat. He got that from McAfee.
Dan even though Orlovsky got it from Pat McAfee.
Even though he was in Indianapolis, he know people. He know people, right? And McAfee
I'm not sure I'm following this thread.
You asked me my take, and I'm giving it to you.
I could not be more lost.
AJ called somebody and said he didn't want to be here no more. And so
AJ's the one that wants out.
Can I take the long way to get to the story?
No.
You asked me to tell the story.
We've gone so far off the road, the GPS isn't working anymore,
man. The clock is ticking, buddy.
To ask you a question in short form. Yes.
He's filibustering.
I know.
I think there might be something to that. Because, like I said, we had some doggy reporters ask us this morning what we thought about, this whole thing.
Yeah.
So there might be something to that.
I just would like everybody to know.
And the fact that Nick Sirianni... He didn't answer the question.
Look, that's the weirdest part of this. Just all you have to say is the injury report will come out later because they're not supposed to lie on the injury report, right? They tell the truth. That's the whole the league says you have to tell the truth of the injury report. The injury will come out later. He's dealing with a tight hamstring. But like, is that hard? That's not hard.
No, it's not.
Yeah, that's what they've told us the last 2 days through the injury report. His hamstring is bothering
and then,
him.
And then the whole, you have to PR department is telling you what AJ's saying and Jalen has to answer questions about it. Yeah. I think this is a test since we're recklessly
speculating. I don't think he's going to play. And I think
you're recklessly speculating.
You are.
No, we're
just like to put that out there. This time, it's not Joe and I.
First of all,
we're
in this together now because this is what y'all wanted and I gave you what you wanted.
You led us here.
So
he was falling off the boat and grabbing us by the shirt.
So we're going to see how this plays out. And if we can go on without A.J. Brown, we trade him next week. Recklessly speculate.
Well, my prediction right now is he's not going to play. He hasn't practiced this week. And they're going to light it up. They're going to light it up on Sunday without him is my prediction right now. He's not going to play because of whatever's going on, hamstring or not. And I think they're going to light up the Giants defense without him on Sunday afternoon. All right, let's grab Mario in Northeast Philly. What's up, Mario?
I didn't do that.
Good job. That was Mario.
Okay.
I didn't touch nothing. Just to let you know.
We'll get you back. Sometimes the phone drops. It happens. All right. 215-592-9494. We got a lot to get to. We'll get everyone's phone calls up here. Dean and Style Points victory. What's your read telling you on the whole AJ Brown thing? Again, no practice today. That means no practice the entire week. Sirianni said he could play on Sunday without practice. I doubt it. I don't think he's going to play based on what's going on. We find it odd that Sirianni didn't just say he's had a hamstring injury. you try to skirt the question. You got Hugh over here, I mean, completely recklessly speculating things.
Yeah, now my phone blowing up.
Well, of course it is. 215-592-9494. We'll get to Guess the Takes coming up, your phone calls as well, and what should Hugh Douglas be for Halloween on a Try Today Friday midday show. Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.